Hello, friends. This is Milton Berle aboard the 20th Century Limited. We have quite a number of celebrities down here at LaSalle Station. Stop pushing my arm, please. I know a microphone when I see one. I would like to introduce, there are so many great people down here today that, well, it's... I think we better get started. I would like to introduce that great 20th century sport announcer that I'm sure that you all know. Very, very great personality, Bob Elson. Come in, Bob.
Thank you very much, Milton. It's a pleasure to see you again, fella. You're certainly
very
looking...
glad to see you.
You're certainly looking right in the pink. Don't go away, Milton.
No, I won't go away.
I tell you, hang right close and I'll show you how we pattern this type of show. I know that you're familiar, very familiar with radio and all that sort of thing, but I don't know whether you've done any train interviews in your time.
Well, I did one train interview on the Atchison, Topeka, and Sammy Kay.
We're going to ask this gentleman to be our first guest today, and he's an old friend of mine, and he, by the way, is a member of a very famous team of Cross and Dunn, and that is Henry Dunn. How are you, Henry?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
Long time no see. The last time I saw you, you were playing gin in the Friars Club, wasn't it?
No, the last time I saw you, you beat me for $10. You bet on Chicago against Detroit in the World Series. Remember that? I thought I had a cinch with that boy in there in the box for Detroit.
Neuhauser.
And you went on and won the $10 for me. Now, I got to get the $10 back some kind of a way, Bob.
Well, you're going to be in town for a while, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll be glad to come over some evening after your show.
That's fine. You come over and I'll throw a check at you, and then I'll get even for the $10.
Henry, I think that a lot of our friends would like to know how you and your partner, Cross, got started. Were you together in the beginning, or just how did you happen to get up this successful partnership?
Well, I was working at the Shea all alone, and Alan came to Chicago, which is his home, to meet me, and we got to talking in the Shea, and the first thing you know, we sang a few songs together, and rehearsal hall, and we went to Detroit and opened a cafe and started, went to Florida, Rudy Valley Sauce, we went on the Valley program for 36 weeks, and then away we went.
I see. What were you doing before that? Were you...
I was done.
Were you doing a solo?
Yes, I was doing a solo.
And what was your partner doing?
He was working with a fellow named Healy. And before that, he was with Blossom Seeley and Benny Fields here in Chicago at the famous Arsonia Cafe.
Henry, what would you say, outside of Milton's Berle's rise to fame, is the most unusual success story you've run across in the show business?
I would say the story about the fiddle player who was playing violin in a radio program for Roxy and his gang. You remember Roxy and his gang, Bob?
Roxy Rothenberg, you mean.
That's right, Milton.
Very well.
And the fiddle player was playing fiddle, and the singer didn't show up, and they had a hole in the program, and the fiddle player put his fiddle down, and he got up and he sang because. And when he got through, everybody started writing letters, and then he went on the next week and the next week, and today he's the outstanding tenor of the Metropolitan Opera.
Thank you very much. Oh, pardon me. Oh, you don't mean Jan Peart.
That's right, Bill.
One of the greatest singers that we have. Of course, I'm quite a singer myself.
Yeah, well, you know. Let's hear you sing.
When I sing Shortland Bread, it comes out pumpernickel. I don't know what you're
I
all
wish
laughing
you wouldn't
at.
Resent
all...
the pumpernickel. My partner had a delicatessen store for a few
yes,
months.
I know.
Now, please.
Ran out of salami. And...
Say, you know something I've been wanting to ask people in the show business for a long time?
What's that, Mr. Bones?
I heard an old story about an old combination in vaudeville that was Van and Skank. That those fellows got started on a streetcar and never talked to each other. That all during their professional career they were sore at each other.
No, that's not true, Bob. That's not true. They were on a streetcar in Brooklyn, but they were great friends on and off the stage. I think the people that you're thinking about is McIntyre and Heath. They were the two that
You don't mean the ham tree.
That's right. They never spoke to each other off the stage at all. In fact, they had a man in between who delivered the messages to both of them. But Van and Skank were great personal friends because they were great baseball players, they were great golfers, and they were always together.
Well, that's interesting, and I'm glad
they
to get that
They always sang together, not like Cross and Dunn, but
right.
I'll tell you one thing. So what do I see, shaving cream?
No. Yes, Henry, here is a giant tube of crankshave cream. It's a wonderful product. It contains dioxin, and if you shave with it at the Rio Cabana tomorrow morning, you'll never use any other shave cream.
Well, I happen to know the man that makes this, and I won't put it in my pocket because he's promised to send me some, and I'm going to make him send me it instead of taking it from you.
Well, you don't want it? I shall take it.
Well, give it to me.
Thank you very much, Henry. It's well to see you.
Do you mind if I go to rehearse now?
No, not a bit.
Okay.
Thanks very, very much. Milt, we have a lady here who has a very unusual occupation who's on the train today, and I'm going to interview her. What was your name, please?
Mrs. Nussbaum, Hermine Nussbaum.
And where's your home, Mrs. Nussbaum?
It's in Chicago.
And will you tell us something about this work of yours? This is Mr. Burl, Mrs. Nussbaum.
I've certainly been enjoying Mr. Burl, and I certainly would like to be able to tell you something of interest in as humorous a way as you've told us.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Nussbaum. I'd like to hear something very, very in your humorous way. Would you like to tell
me? Well, I'm sorry, first of all, that I can't do it in an accent, but unfortunately, I'm not that Mrs. Nussbaum.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum with Fred Allen.
That's right.
Fred Allen, the comedian. You've heard of him. Fred Allen, yes.
Our work has to do with babies and mothers and fathers, and that, of course, isn't always so funny as we'd like to have it be. However, we do have a motion picture called Babies Can Be Fun, and we try to turn on the humor and hope that there are not too many cries in the midst of our program.
I see. Well, in other words, this is an educational program of a constructive type that is good for mothers-to-be and young mothers and all that sort of thing. Is that